Well, I've asked Bart to come up here to visit a little bit about a very important thing that's happening out here at Lacapao Valley. On November 5th, there's a referendum that's going to take place, and Bart is on the Vote Yes Committee along with myself, and we thought we'd take some time to maybe a lot of people have some questions about the referendum, and Bart is going to give us some answers maybe, or why they're doing the referendum for first base.
We'll try the best we can, and that's the best way to get information is to listen to somebody that might know the answers or to ask questions yourself. And you certainly go on the Lacapao website, the homepage. There's a lot of information, a lot of facts that you can learn about it and use that information to make the best judgment and vote however you want. But the important thing is we want people to be informed and then actually go out and vote.
Okay. The main reason for the referendum is the conditions of the elementary schools in Madison and Appleton and Lacapao Valley. That's the main
reason. You got to remember the Madison building, I think, was built in 1957. Appleton, you know, shortly thereafter. The high school is the newest building. But, you know, there's a lot of things in those buildings that are just old and outdated. You know, we're not replacing the buildings. So if anyone thinks that, that's not what's going to happen. But we have to replace the ventilation systems, the heating system, the electrical work, the boiler work. I mean, all those things are hazardous to kids' health. You know, they've done health studies in there saying, you know, how the air quality is really down. It's not conducive to kids learning in an environment in a classroom. The electrical work is outdated, you know, even set up for technology going ahead, you know, further in the 21st century and beyond. You know, the schools just aren't set up for something like that. So there's a lot of upgrades that just have to be done. And you can put it off as long as you want, Paul, but eventually you have to address those situations.
Yeah, and no better time than to do it now, the ag credit thing happening. Of course, there's going to be some open houses. Let's talk about that a little bit. That people can go to the schools to see for themselves before the November 5th vote, and we'll talk a bit about that as well. But there's some open houses that people can attend.
Yeah, the first one is Monday, October 14th, and that's in the Appleton building. And then Tuesday the 22nd is in the Madison building, and then Wednesday the 23rd is at the high school. Now, I want people to understand, you know, we chose those locations because those are the buildings that are going to be impacted. We didn't choose them and intentionally leave Milan out. Milan is a big part of our school district, but those are the buildings that are going to be impacted. So the people can go in there, and then if they have questions, we can actually show them the conditions of some of these you know, problems that we have to deal with, and they can see them firsthand. But it's going to be a great time for people to come, get more information, to ask questions, to be more informed. And, you know, Paul, we have some serious issues in our schools right now, and we just really have to address them, and now's the time.
Right, and I know air conditioning is a big one. You know, a couple times in the fall here, it's been 100 degrees in the buildings at times.
Absolutely. We have
how can you teach?
The classrooms on the south end with the sun shining in, and we have no air conditioning. The air quality pulls in outside air. Well, if it's 95 and humid outside, yeah, that's the air that's going to get pulled into the school.
Right.
And you walk into a classroom, and the kids are just dead to the world. They're sweating. It's really a tough environment, you know, to learn in. And then, you know, we had, when it first started getting cold, our boiler wasn't working properly. They had to call up the boiler guy, and it was 52 in my classroom. So if you imagine a matter of 2 weeks going from 100 degrees to 52 degrees,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of issues that need to be addressed. That's one of the biggest ones.
That's right. And we have a website, you can write it down if you're listening. It's called we-soar-together.com. If you go on that website, we-soar-together.com, all the information is there, what it's going to cost, what your taxes are going to, you know, this is a property tax thing, what that's going to go up. And, you know, we're in our district, we're one of the lowest taxed for schools, aren't we?
We are. We are one of the lowest taxed districts in the state. And, you know, I understand I'm not an ag loaner, so mm-hmm, I would refer all those questions to someone that, you know, yep, that owns ag, or to call the school. I know Jim Connor is on our committee, very, very well informed of, you know, the ag tax credit and so on. But the thing is, Paul, the state is going to give you 40% of those taxes, you know, forgiven this year. And in 2023, it's going to be 70% of your taxes are going to be forgiven, you know, for that ag school credit. And you talk about investing, you know, it's a 20-year investment, But that school, once you upgrade it, you know, you're going to last another 50 years and beyond with all the upgrades that we're going to have. And it's really needed. But, you know, I work in that environment. I know what it's like. I've been to the Appleton building. You know, they are so crowded with space. Paul, I was over there observing a teacher that had her classroom on a stage. She did not have a chalkboard. She pinned a piece of tagboard to the curtains, and that was her classroom. And there's things like that that we just have to deal with. It's not fair to our kids, you know. And I can't stress enough, we are not replacing the buildings. We are making those buildings better.
Right. And it needs to be conducive to teaching and learning and stuff. And I like what you said at the meeting. It's like walking back into the 1950s, you know, the conditions of the building.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Yeah. In the 50s, you know, when that building was built, it was a great building. But a lot of the things there, including the boiler and some of the piping, ventilation systems, are that same system from the 50s. And, you know, people, you just think about your own home. You have to do upgrades in your home as time goes on. You have to replace things and make them better. It's no different than, you know, with our schools. We have to make those necessary improvements.
So I encourage everyone, the first open house is Monday, October 14th. I believe that's this Monday.
Yep.
6:30 at the Appleton Elementary School in Appleton. And then Tuesday, the 22nd, it'll be at Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary School in Madison. That's at 6:30. All these are at 6:30. And then Wednesday, October 23rd, it'll be out here at the high school. There's going to be some needed improvements out here at the school as well. So just also, there's as far as voting goes, it'll happen November 5th. There's absentee voting. That's very important.
Well, if you can't make it in person, you can contact the school and get an absentee ballot sent to wherever you're at. You know, if you're college kids and you can't make it home on Tuesday the 5th for whatever reason, as long as you're a registered voter in our school district, you have the opportunity to vote. If you cannot make it in person, you can contact the school, and if you are indeed a registered voter, they will send out an absentee ballot, and you can get that in. I believe that's already started, that process.
It's already started. That started on September 20th, so you can pick up an absentee ballot, just call the district office there, talk to Lisa or Superintendent Greg Schmidt. So,
yeah. And that's very important, Paul.
Yep.
If you don't know something, please call the school. They will have answers for you. And they're not going to try to persuade you one way or another. You and I are on the Yes Committee.
Yep.
If you talk to us, we might try to persuade you. But the biggest thing is they're going to present the facts and you can make your own decision.
That's right. And go to that website again. You can go to lqpv.org. That'll direct you to we-soar-together.com for all the information there.
All right. Well, thank you,
Paul. It was important to talk about that at halftime today.
It's extremely important. So get out and vote.
Get out and vote. That's the big thing. That's right. November 5th.